So after the terrorist mass shooting in San Bernardino, do you think that politicians like Trudeau and Obama will change their minds as far as the immigrants from Syria and other places being allowed into the country? 10,000 into the United States, 25,000 into Canada. Although they've backed off on the timeline a little bit now, it will be by February instead of the end of December. I highly doubt it. They're not going to look at this as a way of saying that two radicalized Islamists in California were able to walk into a government building or any sort of a thing, a school, you name it, and do a mass shooting the way it was done in San Bernardino, and that that possibility is there for the immigrants that are going to come in and are probably already in the country. I don't know what you do about politicians, but what you can do about people, the ordinary people that walk the streets today, and that includes Muslims, and that includes every religion, every race, every creed, every color, those that are out there just trying to live their lives and have no desire to do anything unlawful or hurtful towards others, is if you see something, just say something. We're in a politically correct time in our lives where no matter what you say or what you do, there'll be some criticism towards you, but your comments, your saying, like the renter, the landlord in San Bernardino, if he'd have said something, might it have prevented something? Who knows? But it's so important to see something, say something. And you're also allowed to say something about the politicians that represent you, too. Just don't be too nasty about it, because they're not too smart. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.